Blog Talk Radio.
And as the crown, clown, crime, prince, the crime, or whatever you want, As the Joker, as the Gantu just said, here we go. I can't talk tonight, but here we go anyway, ladies and gentlemen. It's 9:04 on the East Coast on a Friday night. It's time once again for another episode of Paragon Radio. It's May 15th. My goodness, where's the time going? I guess it sucks when we're stuck at home from a pandemic. We're all quarantined, but doesn't mean we can't have some fun anyway. Hey, the noisemakers is almost fixed. Look at that. Ain't that something? But anyway, I'm Pokemon Man. I'm your host of Paragon Radio. And along with me is my co-host, Supremo. He's mad. He's Viking. Or he's a Viking. He's mad Viking.
And I'm going through round two on Champions. They did a round two.
Wait a minute. We can get more? Are you kidding me?
You signed off to get further your podcast. I saw the reset for the champions. What they do after a dev contest is they hand out what's called dev tokens, but you got to fight this big monster. Well, we fought one minutes before thing is. But as Pokemon signed off, they reset in the zone that I'm in, and now we got a round two.
Does that mean we get another dev token or no?
I don't know, but I'm fighting to be sure.
Oh, man. I think they only give one, because I know they've done this before where you fight and you fight and you fight. I think they give other stuff out. But you know what? For the sake of the show, I just logged out. I'm trying to log back in. But you know what? For the sake of the show, I just said screw it.
I'm both on Champions online in the Powerhouse Theater fighting a very big baby who has a healing factor of hell. And I'm also in City of Heroes at Atlas Park with Pogo Man.
Okay. Because what happened was my character bit the dust, and it took me forever to get back in. And as soon And I saw the thing disappear, and I got my dev token. Anyway, I'm trying to log back in now. I don't know if I'm going to get back into one or what's going to happen. Or are they putting everybody back into the same theater, or what's going to happen? Let me see what happens here. wish me luck.
I mean, I'm trying to get back in. Just to give you an idea, the big guy.
Oh, I'm fighting. Hold on. I'm fighting. Oh, I'm fighting.
Yeah. Yeah. The big guy here, he goes down to three quarters,
is it couch
and
potato?
Then he heals up.
Is it couch potato?
Yeah.
Hell yeah, I'm fighting him.
Yeah, but watch, when we get him to three quarters, he'll heal up to full. So we're going like, what?
All right, please,
God, Greenert?
All right. I'm fighting. Wish me luck. We're fighting.
Anyway.
This is live could be. We're fighting.
I'm swinging my sword as much as I can here while Pokemon's doing knockouts. We got people's. It looks like Black.
Hold on.
It looks like Black Friday at Walmart.
Yep. And I'm going to use my battle cry from City of Heroes, my old time battle cry. Feats! Don't tell me now. Yes, that was the Pokemon battle cry. Pizza Fury, don't let me down. I can't even see this thing. All I see are giant rabbit flippers. That's all.
Yeah,
I
that's
see.
What I
keep me healed. If anybody is listening to the show, keep me healed.
All right, I just had to do a quick check here. We're both AFK on City of Heroes, so I got to do a bounce. It's one thing about having one power that always strikes no matter what. And you see, he went to three quarters and then healed.
Holy shite. This is worth a two token fight, folks. This is crazy. This is this is the end of the apocalypse as we know it. This is the end of the world. This is worthy of a pen. Oh,
I call shenanigans.
Bodies are falling around. This is shenanigans. This is crazy. Shenanigans, you know it. Oh my God, his body's falling. Oh my, where's the baby? We need the baby. We need a hero named the babysitter to come and Just smacking
it, it does look like Black Friday at Walmart. It's Black Friday at Walmart here.
Did you hear me? Did I come through on that one? Did you hear me on that one?
Yep.
Let me jump with a babysitter. No!
Oh, zone two. Oh! The dev just and kills him! And kills the dev in a bam kill!
I told you. Something just happened.
And it did a reset again. Hold on. They did another reset.
Why? Why? Oh, the humanity. The humanity. We're not getting dev tokens for this shit.
Yeah, because the
somebody just said no.
Because the dev had to kill.
Alan, shut up. Just shut up, Alan. Next, please. Shut up, Alan. We're not getting shit for this. Just shut up, Alan. Oh, young Alan, just be quiet.
No. Alan wants to be picked. That's what he's saying.
Oh,
he wants
to be
the next
Alan.
One.
Yes.
Then we can get our loot.
No, it's Ruby Gallows.
One token per day
together.
For them. Okay, one token per day for fun. That's what I'm seeing.
Per day, per account, yes. Okay.
Yeah.
So, if we play for another 3 hours, we get one? Wait, somebody's got Cheetos? All right, hot damn. Are they the crunchy Cheetos?
Oh, wait, you have a winner, Pink. And we're not talking the singer.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm definitely sure.
Are we gonna? I guess we're gonna keep fighting. Oh, the humanity! Why? It's a cat
we're hoping
girl.
To get another dev. If not, if we do not
if
get another dev,
if only this is in City of Heroes. How apropos! A giant cat. Oh my God!
Giant pink cat girl.
If only this is in Pocket D. If this is only in Pocket D. Oh, the apropos. Oh, if only this is City of Heroes Pocket D. Oh my God, the humanity. Oh my God. Oh, the murder. She's going cat scratch fever. Crazy. Well, why aren't you fighting?
I am fighting.
Oh, something got me. Oh, the humanity. She got me.
I'm still standing.
I got team up just to get help. Hold on. Okay, now I can call for help.
Help.
I had to join team up just to get healed.
I didn't have to. I'm still right. I'm still kicking ass. Anyway, like I said, we are doing a podcast. We all been in teams and made comments while we were fighting. Well, now you're experiencing what me and Pogo did with.
This is what happens when me and Mad play games. Oh my God. Oh, I don't even know what's happening.
And
I'm
the thing is, Rain's
comments.
Missing it. Rain is missing this.
Rain, she's gonna log. I guess she's like I said, she's gonna log in 2 seconds after it's all over. This is what happened the last time she logged in. What I miss? Am I late? Not only did you miss
yes!
the contest, Rain, you missed everything. You missed everything. It's like how like I could see missing the costume contest, but at least log into the middle of a fight. Oh,
all right, let's see. All right, and the thing is, that they show rankings of how where each person is. So let's see. I'm trying to find us. I'm fourth to the bottom. To the bottom.
You did 8,130 points of damage. I did over 70,000. What attack do you have? Pinky smashing?
But I didn't get a dev.
I didn't get like 10 times the amount of damage you did.
But we didn't get any dev points, so it didn't matter. It didn't matter. Not going okay.
To. But, dude, all right, so... I have this one attack that always hits. What attack is that? Spitting? Spitballs? I did
sword.
Like 10 times the amount of damage you did. I'm all the way up on top.
All right, well, we're not going to get another dev point, so let's go right back to the thing at hand, and that is the Paragon Radio Podcast.
All right, yeah, let's go to the lobby. All right, let's head to the lobby. At least let's get out of here. All right, you know what? We'll go to the, we'll hang out over here. Yeah, I'm hanging out by you. Yeah, I was gonna say let's hang out over there. Oh, wait a minute. I think I know why you only did 8,000 points of damage.
Why is that?
You hung out over here. Let's hang out by the snack table.
Well, we could also go to Vibora Bay for Bunny Night.
Is it Vibora Bay or Vibora? Because I would check this out.
Vibora.
I was watching the show, Lucha Underground. It's Vibora, but hold on. The guy had the same spelling of his name, right? And they pronounced it differently.
To each their own. We'll go with that. Tweets their own.
Well, hold on. Do we want to hang out here? Do we want to hang out here in case they give away more prizes?
They're not going to hand that out. If they are, it's going to be for people who didn't get it the first chance. We're done for the day.
Sure. Are you sure?
Yeah. Well, we just fought in total 3 big boys, one that couldn't be killed, and we only got the one.
All right. But okay. Hold on. Let me head back over to.
Well, I'm heading over to the Vibora Bay to be in my hangout spot over there. And I can plug in for people who are not going to do Bunny Night. And I will say, when it comes to the RP, it's pretty much regular RP and not ERP. So I'll give credit to the Bunny Night crew. Thumbs up.
Yes.
Some of us do not want to walk in and see a zombie talk to a bunny girl and go.
Oh, okay, hold on. Just to make it official, Ferdrake, one of the devs said thank you. Thanks everyone. I guess that's the official ending.
All right, so I'm heading over to Vibora Bay. And once I get there, I'll team up and then port you, and then we're good.
Okay. Yeah, we could do that. All right. I'm going to say thanks for an awesome time. Okay. All right. So that's what's going on over in Champions Online. Knew that.
Yep, like I said, it looked like Black Friday. It looked like Black Friday at Walmart.
I woke up today with such a migraine. I had the AC on last night. It took me half a day to figure out the filter needed to be cleaned. And once that got cleaned, then I get rid of the headache, the migraine. It took me till about 5:30 p.m. to get rid of this migraine. That's how bad my day was. Luckily, as you know, I've been talking about trying to get back into working out. Finally, some of the big equipment I've been waiting for to upgrade my weight room came in today. My new bench came in. Some of the padded floor tiles came in. So I could set that up this week and then start Monday. So I'm happy about that. The bench I needed. It's a portable bench. You know, it collapses. I can put that away. And some of the floor tiling came in. So. Well, that was important. I'm happy about that. So I can put that together tomorrow after my folks get back from after we get back from their doctor appointments in the morning. You know, you need the equipment, otherwise you can't work out, dude. You know, you need a bench to lift.
Okay, so now to team with you.
Okay.
You to then accept team. And then summon team warp.
Okay. I hit okay. Transfer. Okay. All right. So we're going to hang up there, but let's get it back over here because we're going to be over hanging out here in Champions. No, City of Heroes. Good Lord.
Right. Yeah.
City of Champions. Online. I think we should just combine the two games. Here we are. Here we are in Atlas, beautiful downtown Atlas Park, on the steps of City Hall. City of Heroes Homecoming. There we are. I'm holding my torch as always, just more because it is the anniversary event.
Mm-hmm.
I did
and
play
I got my badges
the other day. I logged in earlier, much earlier, because I was in Independence Port, and I go, man, I almost forgot how big Independence Port is. I went, no, not really, because I got a mission in Independence Port, and went, And I went, let me take this one. I saw it's 0.8 miles away. I said, well, let me go to the other train and realize, no, now the mission is 2.4 miles away. Let me go back to the other one.
Okay, it kind of reminded me on the last day of City of Heroes original, when all of a sudden in Atlas Park we are fighting Luska.
Yeah, it's like, how did it pop up in this street? I could see in the water fountain, you know, the water around Atlas, but it was popping up in the streets.
And then, no, they weren't done with that. They brought the one thing we've been waiting to see all this time. Nemesis steam horses.
Yeah, the last day?
Yeah, the last day.
Where were you on? On Virtue?
I was on, yeah.
They were doing that for like a month. They were doing that.
Well, I mean, yeah, but
where were you?
Well, remember I was in Hero Dawn, and we were making sure we were going to be the number one supergroup of all time before we signed off. And yes, we hit that goal.
Oh, well, if you ask anybody back then, you know where I was. See where I'm standing now?
Yep.
That last month, I was right there. That was my spot. If you ask anybody back in the day, I was there in that spot the last month.
Yeah, so I was like, I joined on the last day.
Hold on, I have an alert. Mayor Patrice, alert. The Tournament of Heroes PvP contest will take place at approximately 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time in the Topaz section of the Peregrine Island Arena. Test your might. $300 million influence prize. Rules, one versus one, random map. No temp powers. Any size ints allowed. Spectators are welcome, and this is City of Heroes homecoming on the Everlasting server. There you go. That starts right after the show's over. As a matter of fact, as we're going off the air, this begins.
Yep. So you want to guide off of that? Just listen to our podcast, and when we go off, they're on. That makes it easy.
That's right. Basically, as we're ending this, they're forming up on the last half hour. But we have news. That's news tonight, folks.
Yeah, I was about to say, you know, if you need to be, I can be Gordon Sully. Hello from the Sunshine State. And you can be good old JR. It's going to be a slobber knocker.
It's going to be a slobber knocker tonight. It's going to be solid. It's going to be tougher than a... It's going to be a... He's going to kick harder than a government mule. Yes, sir. I've never seen a government mule. I don't know what one is. He just keeps referencing one. I don't know what one is to this day. Anyway.
Okay.
We do have something. I just want to check something here.
Oh, I want to point out something. When the replay happens on Dawn Radio on Monday nights, it seems that they, you know, there's now a drinking game. Every time Pokemon loses his mic, drink!
You mean every time I mic, they have to...
Yeah.
A beer? A full? Is it a shot or a full drink?
I don't know if it's a shot or... I don't know. Just drink!
Hold on. That first one I just did, I was just faking you guys. I heard about the drink game. Did you ever see... What was How I Met Your Mother?
It's been a while, obviously.
Okay, you remember Robin? Well, she did the news, and she used to say, a lot. They made a drinking game of it, because she used to say, every time she said, on air, they did a shot. She found out about it, and she didn't like it. So one night, she got pissed. She kept saying, every 5 seconds. And the one time she said, I can't remember what I was going to say. And she went, And I can't remember the main guy. He goes, no, she knows about the drinking game. Don't do it. She's doing it on purpose. And one of the students looks at him and goes, no, dude, the rules of the game. We have to. And she went for like 60 seconds. She kept going like every second. And they're like, and he went home that night. He goes, Robin, I hate you. Not one of my students made it to class today. We're like, we're so hungover. and she went, I don't know what you're talking about. Okay. So before I make any of you guys have to drink, I don't know why, you know, it's a cool thing. It's a Friday night. Oh, this is the Monday night version. Okay.
Yeah, right. The rebroadcast.
Well, on the live version, you can play too.
Yep.
So let's do this. I have two updates tonight before we get to the other interesting superhero-dom news. I only have two updates from Heroes and Villains. This is going to be update number 389 from last week. See, Golden Girl is now updating at 7:30. Normally, I check like a couple hours before the show starts because normally she wouldn't do her updates till like the middle of the night. But now that she's doing it at 7:30, I might as well check right before the show starts. So, that being said, here we go. This week, we've been doing some more work on the fundamental problem of trying to translate the imbalance of power levels between characters in a traditional comic book universe into the standardized balance of powers needed in a multiplayer game in order for it to be able to function. This was one of the areas where City of Heroes struggled badly, with classic comic book powers having to be either ignored completely or portrayed in a purely cosmetic way, so as not to create a huge gap between character power levels based on what powers that they were using, which would have made the missions either impossibly hard or ridiculously easy, depending on what power sets each team was using. So, while COH gave players a fantastic costume creator to bring their character concepts to life visually, and the power set each had their own feel and flavor to those concepts, the actual mechanics and power levels were standardized into a very narrow bracket to allow every character to function with every other character in any mission, creating a generally balanced game at the expense of a genuinely diverse one. Okay. And this one is updated. This one is from tonight, actually. No, I'm sorry. This one is from the 8th. This one, the first one, I just read them backwards. The one I just read is from tonight. This one I just read is from tonight. This is from last week. I read them backwards. My bad. That was on me. This was from last week. All right, this week, we've been continuing work on the problem that all MMOs and many single-player games suffer from, which is the lack of variety in character mechanics because of the need for all character types to be relatively similar to each other in order that any combination of character types should be able to team up and play any of the content. That is an especially big problem for any game aiming to be an authentic comic book game owing to the enormous diversity of character types in a traditional comic book universe and the accompanying diversity of power levels that go with them, meaning that it isn't just a problem of implementing all the mechanics that are needed for all the character types, but also of trying to create some kind of power balance between them all. But the more kinds of mechanics and power levels that are required to bring those character types to life, the less similar the character types become, and the harder it is to create content that any combination of character types could play through. Have a heroic villainous weekend, the Heroes and Villains team. Okay, that's it for my successor game updates.
All right, and now mine. We have Ship of Heroes.
Okay.
In the recent Ship of Heroes community event, we got some feedback that our combat is now too fast. So we went through the various power sets looking for the fastest one. Twin swords currently delivers the fastest combat experience. The blink and slash power puts a brawler right on top of enemies without warning, and other attack powers have short recharge time. In other words, a Twin Swords brawler is a burst character. Now they have a video for they have a Twin Sword brawler fighting in the hazard zone of Apotheos City. We named him Slash. And we started recording when he was about level 50, so we show the character with a nice selection of attacks and power buffs. The big question for all you in the community, is the combat too fast, too slow? What, if anything, should change? We have slower power sets, but if you want something more fast-paced than Twin Swords, let us know. As you all know, we adapt to the feedback so that we please weigh in with the opinions, preferably in the game forums. This time, we use all three powers: travels, teleportation, super speed, and flying. Also, during the fight sequences, it really matters whether or not Slash has activated his buffs and infusions. These features greatly increase the speed and effectiveness, even against purple enemies. While buffed, Slash can fight and kill several enemies above him with his speed and high damage. At the end, he activates his buff, consumes a huge pile of infusions, and attacks the Nagdelian super boss in the southwest corner of the hazard zone. That's still a no-go for any single hero, usually. This is a quick internal video. We're looking for opinions and preferences. Some of the other feedback we receive, as which we've implemented since the community event, includes teaming experience points and rewards are now working. This will be shown at the next event. And our first version of Sidekick and Mentoring is now working.
So they say.
Mm-hmm. So, yes, they are going to start the Sidekick. Gotta say it like that.
Sidekick. That sounds like from Sky High.
Yes, it is.
Oh, very
Bruce
good.
Campbell.
See, I got the reference. I got the reference right away, see?
Boomer, there you go.
Hey, that's right. Sidekick. Oh, that's been on HBO this month, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know what's funny? What's her name? The plant chick. She plays Killer Frost on Splash. On the Splash. I think it's so funny. When I first saw her, I'm like, wait a minute. She played the plant chick on Sky High. I can't believe she's actually playing another superhero.
Well, anti-hero.
Well, you know what I mean. Well, originally, before she was Killer Frost, you know what I mean? Like, wow.
Right.
She was playing in that movie, and now she's doing she was doing the Flash.
Right. Okay, so let's see. Now, there's something that I have been noticing now that some businesses are starting to open in 26 states. Pogo has noticed that his comic book are going to be able to
yeah,
be delivered.
I was gonna say,
a happy camper.
I was going to do that as big news. No, just ruined it. No, it's all right. No.
Okay.
It's all right.
But one thing that has disappeared on both DC and Marvel was their big changes that they've been bragging about for so long. On DC, that will be the fifth generation where Jonathan Kent becomes the new Superman. Lucius Fox's son will become the new Batman. You know, basically the new blood taking the names of the big men. And on Marvel, all the talk of the Children of the Atom and the new Warriors went bye-bye.
Really?
All the basically... This is my guess. They kind of realize that before they start doing these changes, they're going to need money. And what's the way to get money? Please the canon loving, politically incorrect people.
It's not politically incorrect. It's just the fans who know what's going to work.
Well, you know, in the eyes of certain people, you know, these fans are politically incorrect.
Right. Yeah, I don't get that. I just, you know what it is? A comic book store owner explained to me. It's like, here's the comic book fan base, okay? And in that comic book fandom, is what you call the SJWs, in air quotes, okay?
Mm.
This, and they think that by making these SJW books, okay, they're going to attract this fan base, right? No, you're not. These books are only going to appeal to the SJW fans in that comic book fandom. You're not going to attract new readers, okay? No matter how much you think you are, you're really not going to. So you have to appeal to your entire comic book fan base first and foremost. Stop with this crap like, oh, and you know what I'm saying by SJW. I'm not trying to step on toes. Just, you know what SJW stands for, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
This is just what he was. Okay. So you're not going to appeal to the SJWs out in the world. Go, oh, look at this SJW comic book. I'm going to start reading it. No, because they're viewing it as, oh, it's a comic book. I'm not into comic books. I'm not going to start reading it no matter what you do. Okay? It's just not going to happen. They weren't into comic books before no matter what you did. They're not going to start reading it now no matter what, how you package it. It's just not going to happen.
Now, it, you know, it may be, you know, offending, but the perfect example would be the Wonder Woman movie. Everyone talked how there was no leading female superhero movie. Enter Wonder Woman. Kicked ass at the box office.
Yes.
Kicks ass in the DVD sales. Kicked ass in the streaming. And they still were not happy with the Wonder Woman movie.
I thought it was one of the better DC movies, okay?
Yes, it was.
But,
it was.
But but I didn't see Wonder Woman comic book sales go up because of it. I didn't hear Wonder Woman movie kicks ass at the movie theater, sale, you know, Wonder Woman sales correlate to this and skyrocket. Yeah, I didn't see anything about that. I didn't hear anything about that.
You know, it's like everyone was going, this is great. The critics loved it. The fan base loved it. Everyone loved it, except this small little people that seems to be able to pull looks in the news. Not likes, just looks.
There is always going to be a group of people who don't like the movie.
Oh yeah, perfect example is when remember the New Yorker, and we said, and I go, the bottom of the list was Avengers Endgame at its highest point.
Oh.
I'm going like, really?
Oh wait, how about the fact that after the movie came out, somebody wrote that article about Wonder Woman. Why can't Wonder Woman be a fat black woman? Did you see the movie?
Did you read
any of the books?
75 years of Wonder Woman books.
Do you understand what an Amazon is and why she can't be a couch potato? Do you understand this at all? This is why you shouldn't be writing this article.
But, you know, it's just that they're going to complain. They're going to, you know, get their 15 minutes of fame, because obviously we're still talking about it.
No. I don't remember the person. I never read the article. I just laugh when people criticize a movie like that and go, why can't did you see the movie? Do you understand what she is and why that they train 24/7 when they reach teenagehood until they're women. And even when they're women, this is all they do all day from the time they get out of bed. That basically they're women warriors and they live a warrior lifehood. Do you get that? And like, if they even think about being a couch potato, that is shunned.
And it's like, and if they want, you know, something like that, you know, fine. Create a character.
Wait a minute. Hey.
What?
I just got disconnected, and it says I have 5 seconds to respond, right? I'm going, I'm here, and it kept disconnecting me anyway.
Oh.
From Champion.
Well, I'm you're also gone on City of Heroes.
Oh, my God, what?
Yeah. We had a double whammy. No, you're still on Champions.
I'm on Champions. Yeah, but yep. City of Heroes.
Yeah, City of Heroes, you were the
boy. It goes, hit OK, otherwise you'll be disconnected. And I'm clicking OK, and it's still counting me out. I'm like, what? So, I'm so glad you gave me a countdown to, like, you know. Sorry about that.
Mm-hmm. But, Now,
well,
I was kind of waiting to see what. I was kind of seeing because they kind of, you know, they started the build up with the Wally West Flash now joined with the Metron chair.
Okay. Go ahead. It's okay.
I'm just waiting to hear spoiler.
It's on, dude. I'm so far. Yeah, just spoil. I'm so far behind. It's okay. I'm so far behind. It will probably take me till next summer to catch up. That's how far behind I am.
You know, so it was going to start, and now the fifth generation seems to be bye bye. So I'm guessing the sale to get rid of DC on AT&T side is kind of on pause because, well, they kind of need it all hands on deck to try to get,
money
back.
Why do we need a fifth generation anyway? Remember that thing they started right after, what was that thing, the heavy metal thing, the death metal, whatever it was called, and they had a new age of heroes? You have one book left from that. One book is left. I have all the books. I didn't read any of them yet. One book is left.
Well, the thing is, before the Flashpoint, they were doing a damn good version of it already. Nightwing moved up to Batman.
Yes.
Wonder Girl.
Wonder
Girl, Cyborg, Starfire, now in the Justice League.
Right, but that new age of heroes, all those new books that spawned from, what was it? You know the thing I'm talking about. The heavy metal thing from the, the thing with the...
Dark metal.
The Joker left. Dark metal, right, the dark metal, thank you, dark metal thing. All those new, but they said they're all copying other heroes that either exist in DC or Marvel. And they're not good versions of them. Only one book exists, the Terrifics. Why? Because those heroes are really
they're
going to
end. They're going to end.
And that's ending. Right. So, and now the sequel series. Right. And now the sequel series is starting. Heavy Metal, or whatever it's called. That's starting up.
Mm-hmm.
And so, that the sequel series is starting up. Remember I said, remember those things, Tales from the Dark Side? Some dark universe, and I said, I bet it's leading somewhere. Boom. I bet you that guy who's telling the story and he's siding with the dark universe, I bet you he's going to play a part.
And Wolf Hall goes, did I hear heavy metal? Yeah, it's part two of Dark DC Dark Metal that gave us the Batman Who Laughs. The new crossover event is we're going to see the dark version of Wonder Woman, the dark version of Superman coming in now. So we got the metal trilogy of
we're gonna
DC
see the Superman
coming.
Laugh. We're going to see the Superman Who Laughs and the Superman
I don't know
who
about
laughs. Laugh. You're going to see the Superman Who Lies and the Wonder Woman who's a slut and all the... No.
No.
I'm kidding.
As I do know what they're going to be. I'm not going to spoil. Marvel's got something like that going on as well. Yeah, they were trying for the Outlawed, and that seemed to have fallen short. And not to mention the fact that there was so much hate Now, last week I showed, told Pokemon the new Warriors and went powers only. After we signed off and I knew we were safe, I showed him the article so he can see the new Warriors. My reaction, his reaction, I guessed correctly.
I'm so glad I have a room full of a couple of years of comic books to catch up. So I could forget about what I saw. It wasn't so much that. It's just that there was a plethora of other fans' reactions that were the same as mine. And that we laughed about. We could have done a whole show on the comic fans universe. More reactions, and we could have laughed about it. I could have done a whole show just on the reactions. And going, DC, this might be a worse decision than the new 52.
Marvel. That was
Marvel.
Yeah,
could be a worse decision than DC's new 52.
New 50. New four worse than Flashpoint. That says something.
Oh. Well, Flashpoint led into the new 52. So.
Yeah. So you got to blame the creator, Flashpoint.
Or basically, anytime there's a reboot. I'm sorry. I have a book bag. I have a box of X-Men I'm behind on the last year and a half. And it seems like every 8 months, X-Men series, reboot, X-Men series, reboot, X-Men series, miniseries, miniseries, reboot.
The remake of
That's
the
all.
Reboot of the redo.
Yeah, it's like miniseries, ooh, cool miniseries, reboot, miniseries, reboot, miniseries, new series, reboot, reboot. Oh, my God. They haven't done anything consistent in the last year and a half to 2 years. Nothing. Let's put the X-Men out once a week for the next 3 months. Well, we're out of ideas. Yeah, because you did 3 years worth of books in 3 months. And you gave yourself no time to creatively evolve and give yourselves time to think of anything else. When you're putting out one book a week for 20-something issues, that's two years worth of stuff in 4 or 5 months, you're not giving yourself time to sit back and go, what should we do next? You're rushing yourself to the point, you know, when you're doing a book series over 2 years, okay? Naturally, you have time to sit back, think about it, you know, let the ideas stew. Obviously, you go 4, 5, 6 months ahead of time. So let's say by the time you're up to issue 12, you have issue 24 planned out, mapped out. But at that point, you have time to slowly map out, remap out, edit, think about the next couple of issues after that. When you're doing an issue a week, you have no time to think about what you're going to do at the end of that.
Now, I'm going to give one compliment to one of the new Warriors. You know, there's always that one character that's going to be the breakaway. I'm going to say B Negative is going to be the breakaway and will be teaming up with Miles Morales.
Well, yeah.
Out of all of that, I'm going to give it a B Negative. He looks like if any of them is going to survive, you know, that's the character. You know, it's kind of like with the 90s Leap Field stuff. Note, there's only two characters that really survived, and Cable's not really there full time. You got to go to Deadpool.
Okay. And who's the other character?
Cable.
Oh, I thought you said
Cable's not there full. Yeah, Cable's not, okay. You know. He's there, he survived, but it's kind of like part-timer. They need him to fill in the storyline.
And even now, Cable's not really Cable.
Yeah, now now he's young Cable.
Which, huh? Yeah.
But Deadpool is still Deadpool. So if there's going to be, out of the whole outlaw thing, I'm going to say the breakaway character is going to be B negative. Just same with the Ultimates. You know, we saw Miles Morales survive.
Right.
I'm saying B negative is going to be the breakaway character.
I just think that's funny. I have a whole universe of comic book characters. One survived.
I guess okay. That's the power. Well, I'm calling it the Power Girl rule. Crisis of Infinite Earth. Earth 2 dies, except Power Girl.
What happened to Power Girl?
She went into Earth 1, and instead of being, for a while, instead of being Superman's cousin, was an Atlantean.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah.
Cable, Wolf Lord. Cable must be a Paul Heyman guy, only showing up when the storyline needs him.
See, this might get for now the chat open. Okay.
My name is Paul Heyman, and to save the Newton, I'm bringing in Brock Cable.
Cable Lesnar. Oh, God, I can see Cable walking in here and Brock's music playing. Dun, dun, dun.
With, the very small hand and the gun that looks like it's bigger than a Lincoln Continental.
I can actually see Brock dressing up as Cable.
No, please. Let's not have a saber-tooth moment from the original X-Men movie.
Oh, God.
I was like, let's bring in a wrestler, but let's not have him speak.
Ugh. Anyway, I have lots of news about TV superhero TV shows.
Okay.
We're going to start earlier in the week. We're going to discuss first HBO Max. HBO Max has unveiled their premiere date. And a synopsis for Doom Patrol Season 2. So, the second
Spacebar?
Season of the hit DC Universe. What was that?
Spacebar?
Hold on.
Yes.
Once again,
to remind you, when I say spacebar, it's basically making sure our tunes are in the game.
And
I had to do it on Champions.
Right now, so it's hard.
Yes, I'm doing it on both.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, yep. So, the second season of the hit DC Universe original series, Doom Patrol, has finally a premiere date. Oh my God, it's coming up really quick. Starting June 25th, the sophomore season of the show will debut on HBO Max. I still have to watch the first season. Holy cow. The new streaming service by HBO will officially kick off things on May 27th at the monthly price of $14.99. Subscribers will be also able to stream the first season of Doom Patrol. Okay, there you go. So you get on May 27th, if you don't DC Universe, you can watch the first season of Doom Patrol, which HBO has imported from DC Universe. Doom Patrol Season 2 is among the bunch of original comics-based series that will air on HBO Max. The streaming service is planning to produce also... God, who wrote this? The streaming service is planning to produce a Justice League arc, a Green Lantern-inspired series, an Aquaman animated miniseries, and a series based on the Vertigo comic book series DMZ by Brian Wood and Ricardo Bertielli. The official synopsis
of
Doom Patrol Season 2 reads, excuse me, DC's strangest group of heroes, Cliff Steele, a.k.a. Robot Man, played by Brendan Fraser, Larry Traynor, a.k.a. Negative Man, played by Matt Bomer, Rita Farr, a.k.a. Elastawoman, played by April Bowlby, Jane, a.k.a. Crazy Jane, played by Diane Guerrero, and Victor Stone, a.k.a. Cyborg, played by Jovan Wade, are back again to save the world. That is, if they could find a way to grow up, both figuratively and literally. Following what happened at the end of the season, I don't want to give spoilers. Following what happened at the end of season one, following the members of whatever happened at the end of season one, I don't want to give what happened away. They begin to redact it because I don't want to give spoilers. While confronting Redacted, and as each member faced challenges of et cetera, et cetera. Yeah, so season two, we gotta save the world again. See, that's how you deal with spoilers. You don't give anything away. I just read all that. I didn't see season one. Damn it. So, as was said earlier, season two will be available to stream on both DC Universe and HBO Max. Well, now I know what happened. I did see the first episode. So, yeah, I can get HBO Max and just watch both seasons. So, again, where was I? So, June 25th on DC Universe, Doom Patrol Season 2 will begin. May 27th, HBO Max begins, and you can get that for the monthly price of $14.99. No ands, ifs, or buts about it. Okay.
What I was about to say is, when you said Aquaman animated, are we going to have I forgot his name now. From the Brave and the Bold, Aquaman was originally voiced by the same guy who did Bender.
Right. Oh yeah. I don't know. I don't know what I don't. But now here's what we were talking about before the show started. Just came out yesterday. The CW's Arrowverse series will return, ready for this, January 2021. Every television network has been impacted by the novel coronavirus pandemic. While the CW has lined up DC Universe's Swamp Thing for a full broadcast premiere, which we'll discuss in a few minutes, the traditional Arrowverse series will not return this year. Instead, the CW is looking ahead to 2021. I'll say it. Say what? Via The Hollywood Reporter, The Flash and Batwoman will launch their new seasons in January 2021. Additionally, Superman and Lois will air on Tuesday nights alongside The Flash. However, Supergirl will be held for a mid-season premiere because series star Melissa Benoist is on maternity leave. DC's Legends of Tomorrow will also premiere in mid-season. Now, I know at this point, I was like, so what is mid-season when the show's going to start till January? Right? Well, that'll be between March and June 2021. I'm guessing more towards June because you figure 20-something episodes, they're not going to go, I'm thinking they're going to go back to back to back to back. So it's got to be more towards June, right? The Lone Arrowverse series, not on the schedule so far, if you follow the show, is Green Arrow and the Canaries, which they backdoor piloted on Arrow the second to last episode. Catherine McNamara, Candy Cassidy, and Juliana Harkavy will headline that Arrow spinoff series if it goes forward. Via Deadline, CW CEO Mark Pedowitz indicated that it may still go to series. Last time we discussed it, we thought it was going to series. They are very much in active discussions to see what we could do, said Pedowitz. I've had many discussions with Warner Brothers. We have a strategy involved. Hopefully, we could pull it off. Okay.
And so, the voice. Okay, now you're back. Drank.
What happened?
How far? It was like 2 seconds. But yeah, drank.
Okay. I paused also to look down the page. So. Okay. So now. Since we're talking about 2021, the CW plans a Superman and Lois / Batwoman crossover for 2021. All right, so because of the coronavirus pandemic, the Arrowverse remains in a state of flux. Flux with an L. But even though production is shut down, the CW is plotting big things for the Arrowverse's triumphant return, including a crossover headlined by two big name superheroes. Deadline is reporting that the CW will air a 2-hour crossover featuring Superman and Lois and Batwoman. The CW chairman and CEO Mark Pedowitz made this announcement during a recent scheduling call. Pedowitz confirmed that the event won't air in December, the traditional time frame for the 6 previous Arrowverse crossovers. Instead, the CW is aiming for the first or second quarter. Second quarter of 2021. We're still working on it, said Pedowitz. It will be a smaller event than usual. We're only planning a 2-hour event. We are talking about doing Superman and Batwoman together. There's a lot of characters coming from our other shows. That's because nothing's coming out till January. Tyra Hoechlin, and his on-screen wife, Elizabeth Tulloch, were already lined up to headline Superman and Lois before COVID-19 struck. The ongoing health crisis has postponed its pilot shoot to a later date. The pandemic has also had similar effects on Ruby Rose's Batwoman series, which is about to conclude its first season earlier than expected. Last fall, the CW upped Batwoman's episode count from 13 to 22. But due to the production shutdowns, the Batwoman season finale, season finale will be this Sunday. Oh, my God. Season finale will be this Sunday, May 17th. The CW also recently renewed Batwoman for a second season. Okay. Let's see what else. Okay, so now a new show, as we've been talking about for a while, Stargirl premieres this Tuesday. So we have here, this article discusses, if it loads, new Stargirl images offer high-resolution peaks at the show's heroes and villains. In less than a week, this is posted Wednesday, in less than a week, a new team of young superheroes will rise to take on the Injustice Society in Stargirl. Trailers for the series have already shown most of these heroes in action. However, DC Universe has just released a handful of new high-resolution photos via CBR that offer more detailed looks at the characters' costumes. In addition to Brett Basinger's Courtney Whitmore / Stargirl, the pictures offer fresh glimpses of the new Justice Society of America. There's the second Hour Man. Rick Tyler is played by Cameron Gelman. He's easily a dead ringer for his comic book counterpart. We also see Beth Chappell / Dr. Midnight, played by Angelica Washington, one of Courtney's friends who inherits her superheroic mantle from original JSA member Charles McKnighter. Beth isn't the only one with big shoes to fill. Yolanda Martez, played by Yvette Munreal, is also stepping in for Ted Grant as the latest hero to don the Wildcat costume. Finally, there's a new look at Pat Dugan's stripe armor, which was created using a mix of particle effects and CGI. Additionally, two key members of the Injustice Society appear in the latest set of images. Icicle, played by Neil Jackson, and Brainwave, played by Christopher James Baker, are each treated to their own character portraits. Unfortunately, there aren't any new shots of Tigress, Sportsmaster, or Dragon King. And Stargirl hits DC Universe on Monday, May 18th, and will debut on the CW on Tuesday, May 19th. And post these links later on. You can check out the new photos in the gallery below with this article. Oh, I see how to go. You just scroll all the way down. Yeah, when the pictures show up, they'll just scroll down. So you can check them out once I post these articles after the show is over tonight. And you see all the cool heroes and villains and everything. And it's going to be goodness of Stargirl, the new JSA. Okay, news from Disney Plus. I don't know if you guys are into this show. Disney Plus is bringing Percy Jackson and the Olympians to TV. Hollywood is taking another crack at adapting Rick. I know, it was there. Hollywood is taking another crack at adapting Rick Riordan's Percy Jackson and the Olympians novels. Only this time, it will be hitting the small screen instead. Accompanied by his wife, Becky, Riordan recently shared a video on Twitter announcing that a new TV show based on his beloved series, a young adult fantasy novels, is in the works at Disney+. He began the Percy Jackson series with The Lightning Thief in 2005 and concluded it in 2009 with The Last Olympian. Previously, 20th Century Fox attempted to launch its own Percy Jackson franchise with Logan Lerman headlining and original Harry Potter director Chris Columbus behind the camera. The film based on The Lightning Thief opened in 2010. Despite earning mixed reviews, the movie was successful enough to warrant a sequel, Percy Jackson and the Olympians Sea of Monsters, in 2013. The rights to the series are now in Disney's hands after last year's merger with Fox. Let's see here. All that. Both of the films were criticized for the liberties they took with those books. Oh boy, which means they didn't stick to the books at all.
Yeah.
The author even admitted that he was unhappy with many of the changes. So let's try again with Disney. Okay, great. Okay, here's some interesting Netflix. Netflix picks up Dwayne Johnson and Emily Blunt's Ball and Chain. What that means is, earlier this month, Jungle Cruise stars Dwayne Johnson and Emily Blunt lined up their next project together, Ball and Chain. Now, Ball and Chain is slated to skip movie theaters and head directly to Netflix. Via The Hollywood Reporter, Netflix closed a deal to produce Ball and Chain earlier this week. The Big Six, Emily V. Gordon, will write the script. In the movie, Johnson and Blunt will portray a married couple near the end of their relationship. Their lives are changed forever when an errant meteor strike gives them superpowers. But those powers only work when the couple is together. Separately, they remain powerless. Ball and Chain was first published as a four-issue comic in 1999 by Wildstorm's Homage Comics imprint. The series was created by Scott Lobdell, Ali Garza, and Richard Bennett. Within the comic, the superhuman couple was Edgar and Mallory Bolson, but those names could be changed for the Netflix adaptation. The Ball and Chain comic is currently out of print. However, the new movie will probably lead to new print and digital editions.
Okay.
There you go. Okay. Now, earlier I mentioned the Superman news about Superman and Lois. Yesterday, reported that the CW is targeting a January 2021 return date for its Arrowverse shows, with the new Superman and Lois series debuting in January. Following the announcement, the network launched the official Superman and Lois Twitter account and sent out its first tweet, a poster for the series that also confirmed its winter premiere date. It says, hashtag Superman and Lois is coming January 2021 to the CW. And then it says, Superman and Lois at CW Superman and Lois, May 14th, 2020. The poster shows Tyler Hoechlin and Elizabeth Tulloch in character as Superman and Lois Lane against the backdrop of a darkening metropolis skyline. Additionally, the Daily Planet's familiar globe logo is visible. Odd. Which all but guarantees that a lot of scenes will take place inside Lois and Clark's famous workplace. The image doesn't reveal much, but that's to be expected. Superman Lois hadn't even begun filming its pilot episode when the COVID-19 outbreak halted production on all Arrowverse series. Regardless, producers have continued to fill out the show's supporting cast over the last several weeks. Recent additions include Dylan Walsh as Sam Lane, Emmanuel Creakley as Lana Lang, Eric Valdez as Lana's husband, Kyle Cushing, Will Parks as the Stranger, and Indian Neverett as Lana's daughter, Sarah Cushing. The cast also includes Jordan Elsis and Alexander Garfin as Clark and Lois's teen sons, Jonathan and Jordan Kent. And although the Arrowverse is going dark for at least another 7 months, the CW appears to have a lot of confidence in Superman and Lois. The network just revealed plans for a 2-hour crossover featuring Superman, Lois, and Batman, which we just discussed. 7 months, the Arrowverse is going dark. You could replay the entire season we just watched. And the season before that. 7 months and no Arrowverse. Holy crap. Oh my God. Horrible. Okay. Change of pace. We're going over to CBS for a minute. Ready for this? CBS. All access. Green lights. Star Trek. Strange New Worlds. The second season of Star Trek Discovery reintroduced fans to Christopher Pike, the man who was captain of the Enterprise before James T. Kirk. Spock and Number One were also a big part of Discovery's second year. Now, thanks to fan demand, the classic crew of the Enterprise is getting their own series. Via Entertainment Weekly, CBS All Access has ordered Star Trek Strange New Worlds to series. Anson Mount, Ethan Peck, and Rebecca Romijn will reprise their respective roles as Pike, Spock, and Number One. According to CBS All Access, the series will follow the crew in a decade before Captain Kirk boarded the USS Enterprise as they explore new worlds around the galaxy. Akiva Goldsman wrote the series premiere for Strange New Worlds from a story by himself. Alex Kurtzman and Jenny Lament, all three will executive produce the new series alongside Henry Alonzo Myers, Heather Caden, Rod Roddenberry, and Trevor Roth. With the arrival of a third live-action Star Trek series, CBS All Access has staked out three specific Trek eras. Strange New Worlds will tackle the classic era, Star Trek Picard revisits the future of the TNG era, and Discovery Season 3 will take place in the far future. Mount, Peck, and Romijn all shot a video sharing the Strange New World news with fans. And you can see full one-site video later on. And I should be hearing Spacebar soon.
No, actually, you're gone.
Yes, because I can't open the page now. What happened? You were supposed to be on top of these things. Can't get into it.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, because I've been away too long. I had one job to do when I was doing the updates. One job to do. And I said, gee, I've been away a while. I'm surprised.
No, because the reason why, because I was waiting for you to finish, because when you were talking about with Stargirl, it increased the talks of what was a tease during the Flash TV series and a tease during the Supergirl series, and that is the hopes that Power Girl will make an appearance.
And you know what? I hadn't said at all about Power Girl.
Yeah, and which then I saw comments going like, "Are they going to recreate that ever famous picture? Power Girl standing normally, Supergirl crossed arm, looking very pissed."
Well. Check this out. We do have news about Batwoman. Interesting, though, they have a season 2 synopsis already. Well, here we go. The CW has released the official synopsis for the upcoming sophomore season of Batwoman. After the upcoming first season finale, the show will be taking a long break. It will return in January 2021, as the CW also recently renewed the show for a second season. Next year, Kate Kane is going to have much bigger problems. Here's the CW's Batwoman Season 2 synopsis. Personally, now, I'm not reading it. This is me. I find it funny because the Season 2 isn't over. Season 1 doesn't end until Sunday night, so I wonder what they're going to say. Kate Kane, Ruby Rose, never planned to be Gotham's new vigilante. But with Batman missing and the city in despair, Kate has armed herself with a passion for social justice and an arsenal of high-tech weapons, soaring through the shadowed streets of Gotham as Batwoman. Hold on, I'm going to read the rest of this by myself to see if there are any spoilers. Okay. So at the end of the first season, Crow's commander Jacob Kane, Dr. Gray Scott, has declared a war on Batwoman, forcing everyone around them to choose sides. Meanwhile, Batwoman's arch nemesis, Alice, Rachel Skarsen, is focused on acquiring the one thing that could take down the Bat, pulling off her most devious plan yet with the help of Bruce Wayne's former best friend, Tommy Elliott, now terrorizing the city as the villain Hush.
There you go.
But it, hold on. Damn, it didn't load up. Why is this loading up? I say again.
I don't know.
Help of Tommy Elliott as the villain Hush. See, that's been going on for weeks now.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a spoiler. That's like, gee, if you missed last month's episodes, because soon I heard Tommy Elliott. I'm going,
now,
Tommy Elliott, that's Hush.
Now, whether it's a spoiler or not, all of this is helpful coming from our sponsor of MI Solutions, Metamorphosis IT at misolutions.tech.
Hold on. Wait. I'm reading. There's one more paragraph here.
All right.
Okay, you know, yeah, we're going to play that, and then I'm going to read this other paragraph to see if I could read more about Batwoman to you guys.
Right. In other words, we're going to be just like when you read an article on the internet. You get most of it, and then you get an ad, and then you finish it.
I got to read the rest of the synopsis to see if I can read to you guys with like one episode left.
Okay.
Hold on. I'm just bringing it up here. All right. Here's some words about our sponsor, and I'll be right back with the synopsis. Or not.
If you're listening here, you are a gamer in some form. Gamers have different needs for the computers and internet capabilities, just like businesses, charities, and organizations. And just like any high-level use computers, you need a specific system for your need. You need Metamorphosis IT. Metamorphosis IT is not just tech support, not just service, but solutions. Integrating your computer, servers, cell phone, smart TVs, and all your needs to simplify and coordinate the process. Go to mi-solutions.tech to schedule a consultant evaluation of your system and how it can be improved. Again, Metamorphosis IT at mi-solutions.tech, transforming your experience of technology.
And coming next week, he's offering a free webinar on security, internet security. You can check it out at his Facebook page.
Okay. So I read that synopsis. I'm going to leave that for next week to play it safe.
Okay.
because season one ends this week. So just in case, I'm going to leave the synopsis for season two for after the finale. Because I think I kind of know what they're talking about, but just to play it safe. But now, one more thing to talk about from the CW. As they mentioned about Swamp Thing. Now, the CW drops a brand new Swamp Thing poster. Now, DC Universe Swamp Thing had an all-too-short life before the series was canceled. Before its debut. Like, really. Like, they finished filming season one. They were about to put it up on the DC Universe. And DC Universe canceled the series. Like they said, all right, here's the deal. You're going to air season one, and that's it. Like, that was it. It was canceled before it even aired. But they aired season one. Now, regardless, Swamp Thing received largely positive reviews from critics and fans. So they don't know why DC Universe canceled it. and now it has a new home. Earlier this month, the CW lined up the first season of Swamp Thing to fill out its fall schedule. Yeah, they need some help there. Now the CW has released a brand new Swamp Thing poster that plays up his connection with Abby Arcane, and you can check it out below. The series features Andy Bean as Alec Holland, Derek Mears as Swamp Thing, Crystal Reed as Abby Arcane, and Will Patton as Avery Sutherland. Virginia Madsen also stars as Maria Sunderland, with Maria Sten as Liz Tremaine, Gerald Prescott as Madam Xanadu, Jennifer Beals as Sheriff Lucilla Cable, Henderson Wade as Matt Cable, Kevin Durand as Jason Woodrow / Veronic Man, and Leonardo Nam as Harlan Edwards. Swamp Thing doesn't currently have a premiere date on the CW. However, a fall debut seems likely. Well, there you go.
There you go.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, are all the updates we have for you good people tonight.
And with 8 minutes to spare.
With 10 minutes to spare. And surprisingly, my volume really didn't cut out tonight.
Nope. Only one drink.
Only one drink, and mistakenly you thought I did, but I was taking a pause to read something. So, oh, do you hear this?
What?
Do you hear the noise? Do you hear this noise? Do you hear this noise? Do you hear this noise?
I hear something. What is it?
It's paper. I'm flipping through. I received a book in the this week.
Uh-huh.
From Hero Games.
Oh.
The second word is now. You want to take a guess what the first word is?
Champions?
Yes.
You got it.
Yes.
Okay, for those who don't know what's going on, a while back ago we interviewed the creator of the redo... of Champions Now pen and paper game. And we said that once he gets it, that we're going to be on Champions Online, playing Champions Online, while playing Champions Online.
Right. What's going to happen, hold on, it's on page, if anybody has the book, if you know my real name, on page 285, somewhere under the category Triple Threat, I have a credit. I am an acknowledgement.
There you go. You are acknowledged.
I looked right away. I went, there I am. I'm an acknowledgement in a champion's book. After all these years, how effing cool is that?
Mm-hmm.
Been playing the game since 1984. Finally, I'm an acknowledgement in a champion's book. How effing cool is that?
And soon we will play Champions Online on Champions Online with our Champions Online tunes.
Yes. Bogomir in Champions Online will be the game master for members of Paragon Dawn making up heroes. We'll be playing. We'll be sitting around. Now, what's funny, though, is I had to go through my emails because
I shoot
as part
the
of the Triple Threat. Why am I under the Triple Threat package? They emailed me a PDF file of 3 unique villains for me to play against you guys with.
Ah.
So I have to find that. So now I have to pour through my emails that they sent it like weeks ago. I got to find this thing now. I was like, on my phone. I should have went on my computer at that point. And I was like, oh, now I go through my emails and find this thing. I'll do it this weekend and I'll print them out. But to make up characters in this game, it's not the same thing. I mean, it's very simple. Everything is so simplified. It's like too simple. I'm like, huh?
Well, there's one way to find out, and that's to test it out. And we said we were going to do this on Dawn Radio.
I got to read this whole book first. I mean, this book is like 250 pages.
Oh, wait a minute. You got to read the whole thing. You just gave us a Dawn Con event.
A what?
playing Champions Online on Champions Online at DawnCon.
Hold on. Oh, I'm going to do an Andy Kaufman. Ready? Welcome to a superhero comics role-playing game. There are many, but this one is uniquely yours. Its original version was inspired by Newsstand Comics. People have no idea what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about.
And
you know what
Borges
I'm
goes, Championception. Championception.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yep.
Sorry, I don't have the Great Gatsby with me, but yeah. That would be hilarious. Championception. Well, Ron Edwards, he
Borges,
wants to know we're doing it. Because he, he's
shoot,
like...
Shoot a cell
like,
over to the guys.
Because he's like, that would be the most meta thing ever. Well, remember, he says, we do this. Remember, they want to adopt us as their official super group when we pull this shit off. He's like, that's going to be the most meta thing ever. Wait,
we're
going to
do it.
Gonna sit around
we're going to find a way to record it.
Yeah. He goes, you're going to sit around. You're going to sit around in an MMO. We said, yeah, as your character. Yes. And role play. Your superheroes playing as other superheroes. Yes. And one of you going to GM this. Yes. That's so fucking meta. Yes. What do superheroes do when their night off? They role play in the Champions Online universe. They role play champions now to get their minds off being superheroes. I can see the. Can you imagine the arguments for fun? Which you, you can't do this. I just busted some guy's face with that same move. Look, come here. Come here. Come here. Boop. Come here for a second. Wait, Bob, come here.
And of course, we can hear the I shoot at the darkness. All the old jokes are coming back. To go. Oh, no. I got to quickly tell him. Come on, Pokemon. We got 2 minutes. You got to come on in here. If he does not come on here, I want to thank everyone for listening here. Thank you, Mordecai. Someone's oh, okay. It's that angel. Okay. read those comic books. Watch those movies. Oh, come on, Pogo, come on. Don't lose it. He's coming back. I hear him bits and pieces. Come on.
Hello.
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 1 minute ago. Speech it quick.
Hi. All right, 30 seconds. All right, guys, have a great weekend. Go watch us, read those comic books. They're coming back next week. Catch up on them. You got a couple days till Wednesday when new comic books finally come out. Go watch those superhero movies. Watch those superhero TV shows. Have a super week. We'll get through this pandemic together. And if you haven't, go order your copies of Champions Now. Yeah, we got 10 seconds left. We're going to talk about Champions Now in the after party.
Say goodnight, Gracie.
Say goodnight, Gracie. Say goodnight, Gracie. I mean, say your word.
I did. No sound. Drink. I think we're in the after party now. So, yeah, now. Oh, he's coming back.
Hello.
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 Hello. Come on.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Am I there?
Yes, I hear you. You were there.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello.
Here?
Yeah.
Hi.
Yes.
Okay, we're in the after party. Yes. We were doing great the whole show.
Yep. And now the drinks are coming out. People go like, okay,
yep.
I've been waiting for this all this night.
Everybody's like, hey, he didn't let us down. We, he didn't let us down. Wayne knew. Yay! He, everybody's
okay.
Great. I want to get punched. Wayne, he didn't let
all
us
right.
down.
So I got to get with you to schedule which day
yeah.
you want. One, the Too Fast, Too Furious race in Canada for DawnCon. And now.
Yes.
For the champions playing champions on champions.
I gotta find time to read this book first of all.
Well, that's what I mean. We got plenty of time to July
20th. Right.
So you got time. Yeah, you got the time. And we got the beer.
Oh, good Lord.
Okay, well, I'm going to start signing off on two games.
Yes, I'm going to log off of all right, I'm out of this one. I'm logging out of City of Heroes.
Same.
Oh, I wanted to mention some. Oh, okay. While we're on the air, for those people who are still listening, next Friday is very iconic. 8 years ago, I hosted my very first show on air.
Now you jinxed it.
No. It wasn't Save Sewage. It wasn't Paragon. It was just my very first show. It was called The Unstoppable Super Show. It was wrestling talk show. It was just my very first show of any kind. It was just my very first talk show I ever hosted. It was May 22nd, 2012. I gotta see if Susie can make it because she was my first co-host of this show, but she had the station and she let me host that show there, and then she let me host Save Stewart Radio on her station. She had to slap it on a Friday night and she let me host there. So.
Oh, you still have the email
yes.
of the guy for Champions Now. You have to tell him we're planning for DawnCon 6. You got to tell him we're planning for DawnCon 6.
I don't remember if I have it.
Well, obviously you got the file, so.
Oh, yeah. Durr. Oh, yeah, I can send that to him.
Yeah, tell him that, you know, for DawnCon 6, we're planning to play Champions on Champions with Champions.
Right. Okay. Okay. I'll tell him that.
And see if we can also get him involved in it.
Okay. Yep. I'll do that. Okay. Once I find that file, I'll look for it. I'll look for it this weekend. If not, I'll look for it Sunday sometime. Tomorrow it's busy, but. And I have to get to bed soon because I have to get up at 4 a.m.
Okay. And I got to do a half day of work
this
by
is
myself.
My Fridays are not fun for me anymore. Friday nights are not fun anymore. it's all right.
But
let's get out of here.
Before you go, you can now mingle with the bunnies on Bunny Night.
Well,
I don't know if they do. I don't know if they do jello shots.
let me look at it.
But you can go to Satin hold Angel on. And go. Where's my Pogo Girl? Where's Pogo Girl?
Well, that's right. I'm gonna. Where is she?
She's on the stage.
Watch it. I'll ask her right now.
I'm watching. And then we got to get him as a guest as well. So. Hey, waiting for the comment. Now he's asked, where's Pogo's girl? Need to make one. Hey, doesn't play. She doesn't play on Homecoming anymore yet.
How come she doesn't play in Homecoming anymore?
She heard us commenting about with all the copyright stuff, and she got a little nervous.
Why?
Because we didn't know what was going on at the time being.
Oh.
This is going for IP copyright and the name copyright and the source code copyright. You know, we had a reason to be a little nervous. Well, I say let's end this then.
Oh, yeah, we're still on, on air.
Yeah.
I mean, after party. Okay, we're just having some silly fun in the after party. At the what is it called? The rabbits? I don't know. The bunny party?
Bunny night.
The bunny,
bunny night.
Hop. Bunny night. Bunny night at the minefield. Everybody come on down. Unless it's a Monday, then you can't come down. Then again, no one can hear us. All right, everybody. Like I said, thank you all for tuning in. Tune in this Friday night for the 8th anniversary of my first ever broadcast. Well, I've learned a lot over the last 8 years.
Yep.
I was a teenage child.
We still got to get merchandising. Merchandising, merchandising, merchandising.
That's right. All right. Let me get out of here before I lose volume again. All right. Have a good night. Have a great, for those of you Monday night, have a great week, everybody. And we'll see you Friday night for another episode of Paragon Radio.